to First Baptist Church and open us with prayer.
So good to see you ladies here today. We're always excited when we begin a new study for Thursday morning ladies Bible study led by Miss Teresa. As you know, God has given her a unique gift and ability to communicate the gospel and to teach the scriptures. And we are excited what God is going to do in this class through the teaching of 2 Timothy. So welcome. We can be of any service to you. Please ask Miss Lisa, who is our children's ministry director. She is here. Call our office. Call me if you need. But Miss Lisa is usually right in the room with you guys. But you're welcome to come to the office if we can do anything for you. Thank you for being here today. Would you pray with me? Oh, Heavenly Father, holy, holy, holy is thy name. Your name is above all the earth. You are sovereign and compassionate. You are the giver of life and that eternal in Christ. And we come before you today asking, God, that you provide what we need to provide the things of today that you've called us to. Lord Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us, and we pray, God, that you would continue to forgive us of our trespasses and teach us to be a forgiver of others as you have forgiven us. Oh, Lord, we are mindful, O Holy Spirit, that you call us to a glorious future, and we cast every anxiety, every concern upon you. And so, Lord, we ask that today you receive our praise. Make us instruments of thy peace. Help us be bold and courageous, but equally kind and gracious. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be your witnesses. So, Father, use this study to conform us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, O Heavenly Father, that we might make much of you, that our lives in its manifold beauty would bring glory to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Well, thank you, Brother Greg. I feel sorry for Selena. She's up here all by herself. Somebody come join her, please. Well, good morning. Babs Williams has got our books over there. And if this is your first time to be in Thursday morning Bible study, we're asking you to fill out a registration form just so we can have your information. Also, on your each table, I've put a sign-in sheet, and I'll tell you why. I'm curious to know how many churches are represented in our Bible study. So if you would just pass that around the table and sign in and let me know what church you're from. And then I added another handout. You know I love handouts, right? I added another handout to your stack. And find it. It says 8 ways in scriptures to pray for those who don't know Jesus. We're on our 40-day countdown of praying for the Go Tell Crusade that is coming to our town. I'm so excited about it. And, you know, nothing happens apart from prayer. Ladies, our country needs revival. And we need to pray because revival comes from God. And so let's pray that God will send times of refreshing. That he'll do it in our city, that he'll do it in our state, that he'll do it in our country, and that he will do it in our world. And so prayer is so very important. These are just 8 scriptures for you to take and pray. And I'm going to ask you to take those and pray those, especially with the Go Tell Crusade in mind. Well, good morning and welcome to the book of 2 Timothy. Our first ladies' Bible study was 36 years ago, and I was 36 years old. And our very first precept study that we did was 2 Timothy. Somehow, I don't know how I made it through that study, Precept studies were new at that time. Kay Arthur was just becoming a premier Bible study teacher in our nation and a leader in the church during those days among women. And she was my hero. I wanted to be just like Kay Arthur. And before a person can lead a precept study, they are required to go through leader training. And these trainings were set up by precept staff all around our country. But I'll never forget going to the precept ministry headquarters in Chattanooga for my training. And I was trained under Kay Arthur herself. And there she was. I couldn't believe how accessible she was. She just walked in like she was a normal person. She didn't realize how special she was. And I sat, I'm sure, on the very front row that day. I wanted to know my Bible like she knew her Bible. So I carefully learned her inductive Bible study method, and I began following in her footsteps, teaching the Bible book by book. And over those 36 years between this Bible study and my Oasis Sunday School class that I lead on Sunday mornings, I've taught through most of the New Testament with the exception of just two books, and I've taught the book of Daniel and the book of Genesis out of the Old Testament. But I've always wanted to revisit 2 Timothy and teach it again, and teach it as one with a little experience under her belt. It is such a rich book. And I am so glad you're here, and I'm so thrilled to have the privilege that's going to be ours to study this book. God is just so sweet to us to give us our life, our health, our freedom, to come and study together. Don't you feel that way this morning? I know I do. Just so blessed to be able to have this amazing privilege of studying during the week and then coming and teaching you every Thursday morning. And we're in for such a tremendous blessing. Each year when I start Thursday morning Bible study, I always like to share a little of my testimony. I'm old now, and many of you think of me as kind of like a mini Kay Arthur. You only know the redeemed Teresa. But the truth is, I'm really the most unlikely person for God to choose to be a teacher of His Word. I love how 1 Corinthians says that God chooses, He delights in using the foolish things of the world and the weak things of the world. And I certainly qualify. Do you remember when God had an encounter with Moses? And how God spoke to Moses out of a burning bush, just a common old bush that was set on fire with the flame of the presence of God. And one of my favorite Bible teachers used to say, why, any old bush will do. It doesn't matter what the bush is. It just matters what the flame is that fills the bush. And God saved me, and God filled me, and God gifted me to serve in His body. And I couldn't be more excited than I am this morning to be here with you. I was not raised in a Christian home. I don't have a rich biblical background or a lovely Christian heritage like so many of you sitting here in this room have. How wonderful that you have that if you do. Bill and I were not saved when we got married. And I'm so thankful that even though we weren't truly born again, we began going to church as newlyweds. And that was 1972, and we were living in small town Mississippi, and going to church was what people did in 1972 in small towns, because that's where the social life revolved. Oh, I thought I was a Christian. Because I believed in God, I knew who Jesus was, I knew the major Bible stories of the Old Testament, I knew the story of Christmas and Easter, and yet week by week as we sat in that church hearing the Word of God, observing the beautiful lives of those in that church that were truly born-again believers, going to Sunday school and sitting under the teaching of the most godly woman, Miss Beryl Harper. I was hungry for God's Word. I was thirsting after God's Word. I liked what I was seeing, and it wasn't long when one night while I was sitting there in that lovely little church, an evangelist was there doing a revival. Do you remember when churches have revivals? And they would last 2 weeks. And so I remember sitting there, and the pastor was giving such a clear presentation of the gospel. And that night, God opened my eyes as I was sitting there, and I realized how needy I was. I realized how lost I was. I realized I was a desperate sinner, and that all my trying to be a good Christian was not ever going to measure up. And that night, I heard God whisper my name. Teresa, he said, come and drink of my living water, and you will never be thirsty. Very simply that night, I responded to that invitation. And I invited the Lord Jesus Christ to come and sit in the driver's seat of my life. I just reached out in faith. I acted upon the good news of the gospel. I turned away from trying to make my life work, and I bowed before Him, and I confessed Him as Lord. And I was born again that night. And looking back, that was my best day ever, hands down. And that is because that is the day that old things began to pass away and new things began coming in my life. While the Holy Spirit just moved right into me that night, He began setting up housekeeping in my heart. He began to put things in order. He began to transform me from the inside out. Had a very powerful effect on our marriage. The Holy Spirit brought with Him new desires, new attitudes. Oh, and He brought us fruit. You know what that is? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. But one major thing stood out in my transformation, and that is I began to hunger to really grow in God's Word. I just couldn't get enough. And that was over 50 years ago. And I still feel that way about God's Word. It is truly inexhaustible. And now through all the years, God has been so faithful. Well, I have journals and journals full of my God stories. Can I just say this morning, I'm so satisfied with God. I have not been disappointed. I love being His daughter, and I've never been more excited to share His Word together with you this morning than I've ever been. I'm so glad you're here, and we're going to walk together through this amazing and powerful book of 2 Timothy. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, we are never going to be the same because we've studied it. It's going to have a tremendous effect in our lives. And that's not because I'm such a good teacher. It's because His Word is so powerful. Amen? And it goes within us. And it does its powerful work in our hearts. And so you and I have this tremendous privilege of putting another book of the Bible under our belt. I personally believe that studying God's Word is one, if not the most important commitment a woman can make. And so, this morning, let the adventure begin. You and I are going to partner together. I'm going to have a part, and you're going to have a part. You know what? I'm going to study hard each week, and I'm going to prepare our lesson, and I'm going to really pray. But I'm going to expect you, get ready, here it comes, to do your homework. And then I'm going to expect you to get ready, here it comes, be here on Thursday mornings. And I want you to be here in a small group to discuss your homework with the ladies. Oh my goodness, Teresa, really? Where would I ever get the time to do my homework? Are you kidding me? You are the generation that runs marathons. This generation does amazing things. They do hard things. Why, you're very disciplined and you're very committed to so many things in your worlds. And I'm not going to apologize this morning for asking you to give your time to learning God's Word together with me this fall. Discipleship really does matter. It's worth the investment of our time, and studying it together in small groups is solid gold. Now, disciples are formed one way alone, and that is through handling the truth of God's Word. Look around this room. Look at how many women are willing to come and jump into deep Bible study together. So let's be encouraged. Let's be hopeful this morning. This room is full of women of all ages who love God, who are taking very seriously their Christian walk. We're from all different life experiences. We all have different spiritual giftings. We're all at different places in our spiritual journeys, while some of us are brand new to Bible study. I wonder how many of you are here for the very first time at this Thursday morning Bible study. Would you just raise your hand? How many of you, several of you, are new to our study? And I just wonder how many of you were here with me 36 years ago when I taught the book of 2 Timothy. I know Carolyn and Renee. Anybody else? Oh, Debbie. I do, Debbie. Carolyn called me and she said, I found my workbook from when we did it 36 years ago. I said, could I borrow it? I'd like to copy the answers. Now, here's the deal. It doesn't matter how long you've been at Bible study. You'll never be able to mind the depth of God's Word. Do you always just feel like, oh, I just wish I knew my Bible better? I know I feel that way, and I'll feel that way till the day I die. There are many ways to take the Bible in. One way is just reading it, and many of you are reading the Bible through this year. That gives you the breadth of God's Word. And then there is study of your Bible, and that gives you depth. And that's what we're going to be doing on Thursday morning. And I love getting the Bible book by book, chapter by chapter, and verse by verse. In this study, we're going to hear Paul say to his beloved son in the faith, Timothy, Timothy, I want you to study. In fact, Timothy, I want you to study in such a way that you show yourself approved unto God. In fact, Timothy, I want you to be a workman that isn't ashamed of the way you handle the Word of God. I want you to work hard to divide the Word of truth. And I like that picture. When my children were young, we would see crews of people working out on the road or around buildings. And I would say, oh, look at the worker man. Look at the worker man. That's what we would call them. The worker man. Then I'd say, when you grow up, you're going to be a worker man. And so, you know what? We should name our Bible study the Worker Women, right? Because that's what we're going to be doing together. We're going to be working hard as we take God's Word seriously, doing our homework, carefully thinking it through, taking time to thoughtfully write our answers down. And then when we get to our small groups, we're going to handle it together. And then we'll come and hear it taught. And I'm just going to tell you this morning, you're going to love it, and it's going to be so much fun. I absolutely find Bible study absolutely thrilling, and I'm totally addicted to it. So our study has three parts. First of all is your homework. Now just take your book and look at it with me. You'll notice in the back, let me get something. Now, one of the most important things is finding just the right three-ring binder. I just wanted y'all to see the one. Is that not adorable? You're going to have to really shop long and hard to find one cuter than this, right? But that's important. You've got to have a cute binder. Put it in your binder. In the back, you find some sheets that are what Kay calls the observation worksheets. And so find those in the back. And that's just where she has printed out the book of 2 Timothy, and she's double-spaced it, and she wants you to get down and dirty with it. You need to get colored pencils, colored pens, colored markers. She's going to have you marking that up every which way. You're going to make lists. You're going to look for key words and for key things. And if you don't watch out, by the time we're done, you will have memorized a lot of the book of 2 Timothy, and you weren't even trying to. So we're going to move slow. We're going to linger in these chapters, and we're going to see what the text says, and we're going to write down what it means. Now, I have a special warning for those of you, and I know you're out there. You are a type A personality. You are a perfectionist. How many of you fit that category? Just raise your hand. Go ahead and admit it. Many of you do. There may be a week when you are done and you just feel in your heart, I did not make an A. And that's just going to devastate you. Look, it's okay. Nobody's going to grade your work. You just take your homework and do your best. And then there's something else I want to tell you. You're going to have to resist the urge to go to ChatGPT. Because chat will answer all your questions for you, and you don't even have to think. Resist that. Don't push the easy button. Don't Google. Don't run to a commentary. Don't use a study Bible. Really, honestly, take God's word and use your own noodle to study. Right? And then the next part is we're going to come here on Thursday mornings, and at 9 o'clock we'll go right to our small groups, and you're going to have your workbook with you. And what your small group leader is going to want you to do is so simple. You're just going to, listen carefully, read what you wrote down. She's going to say, well, now let's look at this question. What did you think? And then you just share what you wrote down. It's not hard. And she really is hoping that you will share. So be sure and bring your workbooks, and be sure and come to a small group, because that is where the money is. Don't skip the small group. So this right now I want to introduce, we've got 10 small group leaders, and I want to introduce them to you. They are so precious to me. I'm so thankful for them and for the way they love and serve their small groups. Some of them are beautiful young women, busy wives and busy moms, and they're gifted and they're so unselfish with their time. And I love how they are serving God in our church in so many ways. And then many of our group leaders are, this is such a kind word, seasoned. You know what that means? They're older, right? And most of our seasoned small group leaders, we've grown old together right here in this church. And many of them, we had our babies together once upon a time, and now we're being grandparents together. And we've spent years learning God's word together. I want to introduce them to you and let you get your eyes on them. Velma is over here. Velma is raising her hand. Velma Estes is such an encourager to me personally. I think she's been married 50 years. Is that right? That's a big year. They have 3 married children and 9 grandchildren. She's so full of energy. She's one of those people who can do anything. And, you know, if you need something, you call Velma. What do I need to cook? What do I need to do? Where do, she's got it. She knows. She's a great planner, a marvelous cook. Her small group meets in our Family Life Center, which is the building next to this room. And then Carolyn Hennington is my forever friend. We go way, way back. She's probably the first friend I had here in Brookhaven. Now, she's married to Pat, and everybody in this room knows Pat Hennington, right? She loves to shop. But only if it's a bargain, right? She's gifted in so many ways. She can do flowers. She loves to read. She likes to travel. She likes to play games. She and Pat are kind of like the resident grandparents in their neighborhood. That everybody just considers them a grandparent. She's got many grandchildren, and now all the great-grandchildren are coming along. And her small group meets in the conference room, which is out these doors and down the main hall downstairs. Where's Nancy Hoover? There's Nancy. Nancy Hoover, first of all, Nancy's originally from New Jersey. How did a New Jersey girl get to Brookhaven? We don't know, but we're so glad you did. She has such cool people gifts. I love watching her. She never meets a stranger. She can make any person feel loved and welcome. And that is such a gift. She's married to Alvin. They're enjoying retirement. 4 children, 3 grandchildren, and probably lots of granddogs, right? Yes. And she loves animals, so that's good. She volunteers at Barrel, and her group meets also in the Family Life Center. Now, where's Renee? Renee Hudson. There's Renee. Renee has 3 children, 8 grandchildren. She's married to Gary. And Renee taught school for many, many years. And I'm with her all over town. And everybody she sees, she taught. She said, I taught them. And she can even remember their name. Now, that's what's amazing. But let me tell you the main thing about Renee. Renee loves missions. And she's my friend that stirs me up to share the gospel and to pray for missionaries around the world. And her group meets in the children's area, which is straight out these doors. You'll run right into our children's area. And then Gloria is over here. Wave hi, Gloria. Gloria's married to her high school sweetheart, Grady. They're enjoying retirement together. She has 1 daughter, Kelly, 2 precious grandchildren. She and Renee teach second grade Sunday school together, and they make such a wonderful team. She loves sharing and teaching God's word, and her group meets in the room right off of this fellowship hall. But a warning, I have to give you a heads up. They're very serious about their homework. Okay? That's just a little heads up. Mignon McKinney. Where's Mignon? There she is, way over here. Mignon is married to Jim, and life's never boring married to Jim, right, Mignon? She taught elementary school for many years, and she joined Bible study after she retired, and she taught my children, and they absolutely loved her dearly. She has the most pleasant voice you'll ever hear. It's such a blessing. And their group, they love each other. They meet year-round, and they meet on the 3rd floor right up here, and you just take the elevator, go up, and that's their room. And then there's Debbie Smith. Where is Miss Debbie's over here, yes. Wow, Debbie and I go way back. We're the same age. Well, maybe I'm a little older. Not much. That much. And she moved to Brookhaven. She and I moved here together about the same time. Right, Debbie? Debbie has 2 daughters. I remember when each one of them was born. And she has 4 lovely grandchildren. And she ran Curves here in Brookhaven for years and years. And then she retired to give much more time to spend with her family. And her group also meets in the Family Life Center. And Christy Wallace, last but not least, Christy is back here. Ray, Christy. Christy's married to Travis. They have three children, and she's a busy working mom, but she still makes time for Bible study. She works for a local lawyer, and she's a paralegal, and she's one of those people you really want on your team. I discovered this a few years ago in Vacation Bible School when she came to help me, and boy, when she hit, she's got all these organizational skills and so dependable, so sweet, so willing to help. Her group meets in our children's area. And last but not least, we have Babs. There's Babs right back here. She was the one selling the books for me this morning. Babs, help me remember. You moved to Brookhaven 5 years ago? Four years ago. She actually bought my sister Kay's house, so that means we're related. I feel so at home every time I'm in her home. Now, Babs loves working in her yard, and this past spring, she redid her whole backyard, and now it's this beautiful garden. You need to go see it. She loves working with and counseling with women. She has such a heart to minister to women. And she's one of those people that God adds to the body who just shows up, jumps right in, and her group meets right up here in this room on the second floor. And then there's Brittany. Not Brittany. Where's Brett?
Right here.
Oh, there you are. Brittany. Brittany is married to my baby son, Sam. They have four of the cutest children. I'll show you pictures later. She's such a blessing. She works with our children's ministry on Wednesday night here in our church. She works on Sunday nights with our teenagers in their D groups. She and Sam work with our young adult Sunday school class here at First Baptist. And their class is such a blessing to so many young married couples. And her world is full of carpooling kids to soccer, to tennis, to dance, to gymnastics, to fishing holes. If you have a good fishing hole, let her know. And her group meets also in the children's area. And then, last but not least, Carrie. Carrie, where are you? There she is. Carrie's married to my son, Bill Jr., and she has been leading in our church for several years now, ESL, which is English as a second language. And it is such a growing ministry. You just wouldn't believe how many different countries are represented right here in Brookhaven. And she's building relationships with so many of them and sharing the gospel with them. And she's also heavily involved in serving here with our youth. And they have five boys and one daughter. And she can rule the world. Her group is going to be meeting in the media room, which is, I'm pointing straight to it, it's behind that wall. And there's a secret passageway. You can get to the media room across from the elevator. Now, if you're new and you just say, my goodness, I have no idea which group I want to go to, we'll just ask around about our groups. Maybe find a friend. Visit with your friend in her small group. Some of our groups are large. Some of them are smaller. Feel free to group hop if you want to. Until you find a place where you're comfortable, you will not hurt our small group leaders' feelings. They are all about wanting you to find a group that you enjoy. So we're going to begin our small groups next week, 9 o'clock. When you arrive, just go straight to your small group. And if you don't know where to go, just come in here to this room and I'll be here and I'll help you find a place. But let me say it again, small group is where the money is, so don't miss this time. Now, let me see what else I want to say. I want to say this. I'm going to make a promise to you as your teacher that I'm going to do my part. You can depend on me to do my part. I'm going to study. I'm going to study hard. I'm going to put information together to bring to you. And you know I'm going to bring a handout, right? Told you. There'll be a handout at my funeral, so get ready. So I'm promising to do my part. Now I'm asking you, will you do your part? That's what I'm asking you this morning. Let's be learners together. Now I want you to find a sheet amongst your stack of sheets that says, "Welcome to Thursday Morning Bible Study." And I thought I put one up here. This is for you to keep. It's just got information about our study. And let's just look at these things. Look at number one there. This is a 7-week study. Today is week one, but you're going to be doing week one homework for next week. So really, I kind of count this day as a zero. Then we'll start with one. But 7 weeks overall. We'll be done, but if you can believe it, October 30th. And we'll be breaking for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We have a nursery provided, and we want you to invite young moms to come. And then I just need to give you a few housekeeping things. If you will not park in the senior citizen parking lot, because they don't like us to do that. Sometimes they have events on Thursday morning, and they need their parking lot. But there are parking lots. We've got a huge parking lot. You can access the church coming in. There's an elevator that will bring you right up to second floor. You can park in the parking lot across from the church on this side. But you'll need to come in either this door, the doors under the by the drive-thru there by the big parking lot. And we'll also have the Family Life Center open on Thursday mornings for those of you who are having your small group there. You know, we're living in different days, and our church runs a week here. And so we have several years ago had to make our buildings secure for our week here children. So they ask you not to be walking on the first floor through the week here. Use the elevator. There are also some stairs you can use, but just stay out of the week here area. I put a little cup on each table, a little white cup. That is our offering cup for this morning, and we ask you each week, you know, just bring a 1, a 5, a 10, a 20, a 50, a 100, whatever. Put it in there, and that goes to pay for the use of the building, waters, coffee, everything that we provide for you. And then if you would, be sure to put your cell phones on silent when you come to this time. And personal prayer requests will be handled through the small group. The coffee bar will be open a little after 8 if you want to get coffee before you go to your small group. And then I want to go look specifically at number 8, because I just want to give you a little warning. Don't expect this study to go unchallenged. You have an enemy who does not want you in rich Bible study. And I should write a book about all the ways Satan has moved to keep women out of Bible study. I remember one morning a lady called me. She said, she lived sort of out in the county, and she said, a cow got right in front of me. I could not come. I'm saying, that cow, you know? I'm never surprised at what Satan does. And then number 9, I want you to make this morning a priority. If you don't, every time you have to have an appointment, guess when they're going to schedule it? They're going to say, okay, Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. So I have learned over the years, this is what I say, I can come anytime except for Thursday mornings from 9 till 11. I have a conflict. So learn to say that. Number 10, my recordings are live streamed and also recorded, and that gives you information about how you can watch them. They will be archived on our church's website, and there's instructions about how to get there if you have to miss, if you have to. Sometimes you have to. Number 11, prayer is so important. Pray before you study. Ask God to speak to you as you study. Remember to begin your time in prayer. Be prompt. But if you're late, come on in anyway. It's not going to bother me. I always say, I'm on time because I'm the teacher. If I wasn't the teacher, I'd probably be late. So, now we're going to take a brief break. I want you to get some coffee, and I want you to meet three people you do not know. Introduce yourself and get a cup of coffee, and then come back, and I'm going to introduce us to our study. We'll start right back at 10 o'clock.